Nedarim Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel 9:3. Rabbi Meir is going to come further to talk about the topic of Nolad. And he says, Yesh Devarim Shehen K'Nolad V'Einon K'Nolad. Rabbi Meir is going to say there are certain Nedarim which indeed sound like they should be in the Nolad bucket, and therefore, according to the Chum, and really Rabbi Meir would agree with Nolad in general, should not be grounds for Pesach. However, they actually aren't Nolad, and therefore they are grounds for Pesach, because when the person made the neder, he gave the reason for his neder. And Rabbi Meir's contention is, if you're giving the reason, so it's implicit that your neder is contingent upon that reason. It depends upon the reason, and if the reason disappears, the neder should fall away. And the Mishnah says, Ve'ein chacham modem lo, according to the gears we have in our Mishnayos, the chachamim disagree, and they say, even if you say the reason for your neder, and the reason is something that's nolad, so even if the reason falls away, so it's still nolad and not grounds for a pesach of the neder. Now, important to note, the Yerushalmi's version and many Rishonim's version is that the chachamim indeed modem lo, they do agree with Rabbi Meir, and that's the Shulchan Aruch paskins. So lahalacha, the chacham will agree with Rabbi Meir. Lahalacha, if a person makes a neder, and he says the reason why he's taking the neder, and even if the resolution of that reason is something which is nolad, the din is, once the issue falls away, the neder is no longer binding, and a person can proceed. So, examples. Mishnah says inside Ketzad, for example, Amar konam she'eni nosa es plonis, she'avia ra. A guy makes a neder which prevents him from marrying some girl. And he says, the reason why I refuse to marry that girl under force of a neder is because her father is a terrible guy. He's Ra. Now, obviously, if a person would say to you, this fellow make the neder, you know, the father could die, the father could do tshuva, so he'll roll his eyes and say, yeah, of course the father could die, but you know what, who said he's going to die? That's like so outlandish, so unlikely, people just dropped on dead every day, so I'm taking this neder anyways, I'm not marrying her, period. So the point of the Mishnah, therefore, is that someone dying or someone doing tshuva is actually considered nolad. That's what the Mishnah says here. Amru lo meis o sha'asa tshuva, even if they tell him that the father's dead or the father did tshuva, they won't. As our Mishnah has it, according to Rabbi Meir, that will be good enough, because although he agrees, Rabbi Meir agrees that someone dying or doing tshuva is nolad, since he said the reason why he's not marrying the girl, and that's why he put the neder into place, is because of the father. If the father no longer is a problem because he's dead or because he did tshuva, so then, according to Rabbi Meir, now the neder will no longer be binding, and indeed, like I told you, the halacha will follow that shita. Says the Mishnah side, a second example. Konam labay zesheni nechnas shahakelavra besocho oshanachash besocho. A guy takes a neder, he's never entering that house again because of the nasty dog inside of it or the snake inside of it. So you see, he said the reason why, it's because of the dog or the snake. So again, even though they'd say, listen, you sure you want to take a neder against that house? One day the dog's going to die, he's going to roll his eyes and say, yeah, but who says when? I'm taking the neder anyways. So you see, it's nolad. But nevertheless, since he said the reason why, it's because of the dog or because of the snake, even if Amrulo Mesa Kelev Oshehnera Ganachash, they tell him, listen, the dog is gone, it's dead, or the snake's been killed. Harehen Kenolad Ve'en Kenolad, says Reb Meir. Yes, the conditions were Nolad conditions, because dogs don't die so quickly and snakes can get killed so easily. But Ve'en and Kenolad, meaning, even though normally Nolad is not a sufficient grounds for Pesach, says Reb Meir, in this case it is. The neder can be now set aside because of the... It's as if he made his neder conditional, contingent upon, talui on whatever he spoke out. The dog, the snake, the nasty father-in-law. Ve'en cham modem lo, according to our girsa, the cham disagree and they say no. He didn't make it explicitly contingent upon the dad doing tshuva or the dog dying, etc. So therefore, it's still nolad and the neder is not undone. That's what we have in our girsa, but again, Yerushalmi, other Rishonim, halacha is, Chacham actually agree with him, that if you say a neder and you give a reason why, once the reason goes away, even if it was something which is nolad, an unlikely turn of events, you know, when pigs fly, but then pigs do fly, so then the neder now is set aside, it's over because it was if we're contingent, and the fellow could marry the girl or go back into the house.